USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are new concerns about a COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia from the White House response team. Vice President Mike Pence addressed that.
I spoke today to Governor Tom Wolf, and as we begin to see early trend lines in Philadelphia, I assured him that we were going to continue to flow resources and support to that community.
Washington, D.C. and Baltimore were also singled out as potential hotspots. President Trump said he's optimistic that the nation will reopen for business, but he said there's a lot to consider.
I think we will be sooner rather than later, but we'll be sitting down with the professionals, we'll be sitting down with many different people and making a determination, and those meetings will start taking place fairly soon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 779 points, the NASDAQ up 203, and the S&P up 90. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
After carefully calculating the odds, Bernie Sanders says,
we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible.
He says he's withdrawing from the Democratic presidential race, saying he doesn't want his campaign to interfere as the nation fights the coronavirus pandemic.
I cannot, in good conscience, continue to mount a campaign that cannot win and which would interfere with the important work required of all of us in this difficult hour.
With Sanders out of the race, that makes Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee. According to sources, the two men have been working closely for weeks to try to figure out which of the Vermont senator's policies Joe Biden could work with and adopt to unite the party.
Together, standing united, we will go forward to defeat Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
it's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection.
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
The Treasury Chief has a message for small businesses struggling through the pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans across the U.S. He says he's confident Congress will approve more funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed.
We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there.
Mnuchin was speaking there by phone on CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.